7:49 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
So Huron starting a new rural transportation program that's a little bit different, pretty high-tech, huh?
Yeah, this is kind of a neat story. So it's the mayor of Huron, Ray Leon, is the driving force behind this program. What it's going to do is give electric cars to members of his community who have actually always kind of been people who give rides to farm workers, give rides to their neighbors, kind of as a way to make ends meet. These folks have been traditionally known as reiteros, which is a Spanish name for basically somebody who gives rides. And since before Uber was even a thing, these folks are often retired farm workers, but would give rides to people who live in these, on the west side, in these rural communities. They need to get to Fresno to go to a doctor. You know, they'd pay them a little bit of money to give them a ride over. Save them from what would probably be like a 3-hour bus ride on existing rural transportation networks. So this program's called the Green Reiteros, and it's secured about $600,000 in grants, and that's going to go towards developing an app that would make it easier for residents to schedule these rides, think along the lines of Uber. And then it also provide a Chevy Volt, an all-electric car, to get the job done. Many people see this as the future of rural transportation, at least here in the valley. And the, with the electric cars, the environmental impact is lessened a bit. And with the exception of the mobile technology, this is kind of, it's been called indigenous Uber, which is kind of interesting. So it would be kind of a big game changer for some of these farm worker communities. In fact, Fresno County Rural Transit Agency is developing a grant application to study the feasibility of launching its own fleet of electric cars to help bring people to Fresno and other cities. So it looks like this might be a thing moving forward, kind of a new way to bring folks out to the city when they need to, have a doctor's appointment or whatnot.
That is an awesome story, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal, and you have more awesome news for us about incentivizing businesses here in Fresno and getting them to open up, huh?
Right. This is an idea by Councilman Luis Chavez for his district. He wants to create an incentive program for business owners to employ people along the Ventura-Kings Canyon corridor, which runs roughly between First Street and Clovis, and was once a real hotbed of small local businesses. The program would be kind of similar to what brought Ulta and Amazon, their e-commerce distribution centers, to Fresno. It would reimburse some of the taxes and fees paid by these businesses to operate, and the incentives would be based on the number of employees. So in this case, you'd have to have at least 3 full-time equivalent employees to be able to reap the benefits of this. The incentives would last for a period of about 10 years, and the more people you hire, the more that the employee or the employer would get. And just to operate, to get a business license is about $1,500 to $2,000 for many of these businesses, so that would be, pretty significant. The stretch of Kings Canyon is known mostly for its, light retail, auto repair, restaurants, appliance stores, and other, small businesses, local businesses. During the Great Recession, this part of town had vacancy rates of about 30% or more. And now it's a little closer to 11%, not as bad, but Luis Chavez really hopes his program brings it closer to 4 or 5%. Last week, he talked about this proposal with the Fresno Chamber of Commerce's Government Affairs Committee, and they were supportive. So I believe the schedule is for this week to go before the city council to get that approval. And, if this gets approved, it might be kind of a template moving forward for economic development here in Fresno that, is not so much, loans or whatnot, but really basing it off of employment, how many people you could put in a job that will correspond to how much money you're going to get to open this business. And it's not open that you can't be in another part of town and then move to this part of town to take advantage of this. I think it's for existing businesses or new businesses in that area.
Really
neat program, and I think it'll we'll see what happens.
Couple of great stories this morning there, Gabe Dillard. I appreciate it, buddy. You have a good week, okay, man?
You too, Tony.
That is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. If you want more on those stories, or stories that are all business about Fresno and the Central Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.